I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. 31-year-old Matthew Lee Dell Taylor of Hobbs pleaded guilty in federal court last week on child pornography charges. According to court documents, Taylor uploaded 51 videos containing child pornography on a Dropbox account he created. In his plea deal, Taylor admitted he knew the videos included children engaged in sexually explicit conduct. When he is sentenced, Taylor faces anywhere from 25 to 30 years in prison. The Chaffetz County Sheriff's Office and Roswell Police are investigating a stabbing that occurred Saturday morning in front of a gas station in the 6000 block of South Main. Authorities believe that the stabbing was likely prompted by an incident of road rage. Investigators report that the victim who was stabbed is still receiving treatment. The Sheriff's Office and Roswell PD did not release the name of a suspect and could not confirm whether any arrests have been made. During its regular scheduled meeting last week, Artesia City Council heard from Fire Chief Kevin Hope on the restriction of certain fireworks ahead of the upcoming 4th of July holiday. The restrictions have been the same since the mid-2000s and call for the use of the following types of fireworks to be prohibited within city limits. And fireworks prohibited will be missile-type rockets, helicopters, aerial spinners, slick-type rockets, and ground-audible devices. 500 or so visitors attended the dedication of the Hobbs Veterans Memorial on Monday, Memorial Day. Hobbs City Commissioners Dwayne Pennick and Chris Mills, both veterans, spearheaded the project with the help of so many others. City Commissioner Dwayne Pennick.
It was a challenge most days, but it was a privilege every day to be a part of this project, and I'll always be honored to be a part of it.
City Commissioner Chris Mills.
This is a day we remember those who paid the ultimate price for every breath of free air we take. Congress set aside this day to honor the 1.3 million Americans who gave their lives for this country.
Afterwards, visitors toured the facility, which features two actual military restored aircraft, the F-105-110 and the Huey UH-1 helicopter. The memorial is located at the McAdams Park on West Jack Gomez Boulevard in Hobbs, just off the Lovington Highway. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.